There's a voice that keeps on calling me.
The Playlist.
We're on a mission from God.
Folks, welcome back to the playlist. That was Philip Bailey and Phil Collins,
And this is Yusundur and Naina Cherry. Something. That was Yusundur featuring Naina Cherry, 7 Seconds. Ahead of that was, of course, the mighty, mighty Philip Bailey and Phil Collins with Easy Lover. He's a cheesy lover. This is the playlist, and speaking of cheesy lovers, I'm Darren. Thank you for joining me once again this week. The opening track this week was suggested by Sheepnik. Thank you, Sheepnik. The following track was suggested by CC Ferry. Thank you very much, CC Ferry. This next one was suggested by Sheza T, who is a woman of class and decency. This, featuring Sarah Jane Morris, is The Communards.
Oh,
that's about all I've got time for this week, so thank you very much for listening, ladies and gentlemen. There is no point in continuing. Ha ha ha. Of course there's a point. Anyway, yes, so thank you very much for joining us. That was The Communards with Sarah Jane Morris and their version of Don't Leave Me This Way from 1986, as suggested by Sheza T. A couple of things about that track. Firstly, there can't be many songs where the male singer takes the higher register than the female singer. And secondly, in looking up who Sarah Jane Morris is, because it occurred to me that I actually have no idea, she is from Southampton, which is, you know, where I'm from. So, I did not know that. So, yeah. Do with that information as you will. Oh, that's such a great track, isn't it? A lot of appreciation for that one in the chat. If you're listening on the audio stream, feel free to join in on the chat nonetheless, because it's always nice to see new voices in there. At stream.djdarren.site. So the theme this week, for every week there must be a theme. The theme this week is duets. And I think we've covered that pretty well so far. And we will continue to cover it until 9 o'clock UK time. So another hour and 45 minutes of this. And I hope you'll stick around for it all. This next one was suggested by Seard. So thank you, Seard, for this. This is, and you know what? I had completely forgotten this song existed. It came out in 2003. It was everywhere for a while. I completely forgot it existed until Seard suggested it. So this is Busta Rhymes and Mariah Carey.
Yeah. Shorty, I know what you need. I got everything you need. I ain't gonna hold out neither. I'm gonna give it all to you, baby. Swear to God. Bust it.
Baby, if you give it to me, I'll give it to you. I know what you want. You know I got it. Baby, if you give it to me, I'll give it to you. As long as you want, you know I got it.
Baby,
for a few years, shed a few tears, called each other nicknames like Sugar Plum and Pooh Bear. I'm always on the road, hardly ever home, always busy this, busy that, can't talk on the phone. I know you aggravated, walk around frustrated, patience getting short, how longer can you tolerate it? Listen, ma, I'm just motivated, I do this for us, stuck on the grind, trying to elevate it.
Hey,
now,
yo, to really be honest, you stuck with me through my whole struggle, can't even express through words how much the kid loves you. I'ma stand as a man, never a above you. I could tell that you different from most, slightly approach you, and the ill shit about it, we don't sex every day, but when we sex, we tease in a passionate way. Love the way you touch it, those little elaborate ways. Got the guard feeling released to relax for the day, it's on you,
baby,
ma.
If you give it to me, I'll give it to you. I know what you want, you know I got it. Baby, if you give it to me, I'll give it to you. As long as you want, you know I got it.
Baby,
mommy, listen, I feel your love for me, baby, and how it moved through you. I've been longing for the moment to talk the truth to you. Listen, I'm never home, I always get up and go, putting you through the unnecessary rigmarole. I never meant to put 1,000 pounds of stress on your head. I love the way we sleep and how we always cuddle in bed. Baby, I stay embracing your patience, shedding your tears with me. I ask you, my mommy, please continue to bear with me.
We started out broke, constantly on the road, cutting up in the streets like we would never get old. Went from Lucy's and buses and 50 cent sodas and Novas to Hondas to Lexus to Rovers. Mad years past, still got each other back. Word is born, never screw none of these industry cats, boy. We like Skull and Mulder, walking shoulder to shoulder, milking this game, watching our seeds getting older.
Baby, if you give it to me, I'll give it to you. I know what you want, you know I got it. Baby, if you give it to me, I'll give it to you. As long as you want, you know I got it.
Yes, you know I'll die for you.
with you and give you my love and cry with you.
Let's go.
Up to the house in the yellow Lamborghini. It's been a few months in PA, you haven't seen me. You looking good in that Gucci bikini. 38 carats, your ring looking freezy. No matter what I do in the world, you never leave me. Fall back, ma, I make your lifestyle easy. I appreciate the things you do to please me. Looking at my daughter, you never do me greasy.
Baby, if you give it to me, I'll give it to you. I know what you want, you know I got it. Baby, if you give it to me, I'll give it to you, as long as you want, you know I got it.
Baby, if you give it to me, I'll give it to you, I know what you want, you know I got it. Baby, if you give it to me, I'll give it to you, as long as you want, you know I got it.
Flip Mode Records, J Records, Def Jam Records, Busta Rhymes.
Busta Rhymes and Mariah Carey, and the Flip Mode Squad, apparently. So yeah, that was I Know What You Want from 2003. And, well, thank you very much to Sierd for that suggestion. Yeah, I don't think I've thought about that song since, 2003, but it does sound good in the good headphones, I gotta say that. Very good. That's sort of nice and, I don't know, like it massages the inside of your brain, but you know, in a good way. This is The Playlist. I'm Darren, and I'm massaging the inside of your brain in a good way. This week's show is brought to you by Homemade Apple Crumble, by the way. Homemade Apple Crumble, it's the best of the desserts, particularly if served with custard and ice cream. Anyway, I'm going to play a double bill now. I'm not entirely sure how this happened. I think it's just because I go through all the suggestions that are flung this way, and I pick the one that fits best from each person, or I try and whittle it down to one per person. And somehow or other, I managed to end up with two Nancy Sinatra tracks in the running order. So, well, we'll kick off with the obvious one. And then we'll come back with another one afterwards. So this is, obviously, Frank and Nancy Sinatra. Shut up, Darren. This is Something Stupid.
I know I stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me. And if we go someplace to dance, I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me. Then afterwards we drop into a quiet little place and have a drink or two. And then I go.
Well, not entirely sure what's happened there. Like, I previewed this track, and it worked fine. And now I'm playing it, and there's no sound. So, something's gone awry there. And what I'm going to have to do is apologise to all the live listeners, and then edit in a version of it that isn't broken. So, interesting times here on The Playlist.
Go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I can see it in your eyes that you despise the same old lies you heard the night before. And though it's just a line to you, for me it's true and never seemed so right before. I practice every day to find some clever lines to say to make the meaning come through. But then I think I'll wait until the evening gets late and I'm alone with you. The
Time is right, your perfume fills my head. The stars get red and oh, the night's so blue. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. The time is right, your perfume fills my head. The stars get red and oh, the night's so blue. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I love you. I love you.
Gentlemen, this is
the playlist.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring. My summer wine is really made from all these things.
I walk in town on silver. Spurs the jingle too, a song that I had only sang to just a few. She saw my silver spurs and said, let's pass some time, and I will give to you summer wine. Ooh, summer wine.
Just end a song. Real champions fade it down while the singer is still singing. That's wonderful. you know what? The only problem with that song is that it isn't twice as long as it is. And it's 3.5 minutes, so it's not like it's a truly short song. Oh, so good. That was Nancy Sinatra and Lee Hazelwood. I won't call her Nazi Sinatra again on account of, I believe that jinxed the previous track, which was Nancy Sinatra and Frank Sinatra with Something Stupid. The former suggested by Catelyn Swisler, the latter suggested by Nikki Quote. So thank you very much to both of you for those fine, fine suggestions. The Something Stupid reminded me actually of when Robbie Williams and Nicole Kidman did a cover of it. I wasn't overly familiar with the original at that point because I was an uncultured swine. And I remember listening to it and thinking, Nicole Kidman cannot sing, can she? Like, she's singing completely flat. That's really weird. And then it turns out that that's just the part. So, yeah. Who knew? And who knows? I mean, loads of people knew. Loads of people know. I just didn't because I was kind of stupid. I was the Something Stupid. Also, let's not get too far down the road of a father and daughter singing. Yeah, it's a bit... Anyway, Summer Wine, however, is really, really good. Although Troggy noted that the mix on that is really weird, in that all the orchestra is in one ear and all the singing is in the other ear. And well, that's just the 60s, though, isn't it? That's what they did. Yeah, we've got stereo. How do we use it? Well, we'll put everything on one side and everything else on the other side, and then that'll do. And from this vantage point, it sounds kind of weird, but, you know, what are you going to do? Enjoy it, that's what. This is The Playlist. I'm Darren, and this next one was suggested by Mr. Swisler. And this is he and Catelyn Swisler's karaoke song. And I'm not going to lie, I would love to see that happening. This is Jackson, Johnny, and June Cash.
We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson, I'm gonna mess around. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson, look out Jackson Town.
We'll go on down to Jackson, go ahead and wreck your hell. Go play your hand, you big talking man, make a big fool of yourself. Yeah, go to Jackson, go comb your hair.
Honey, I'm gonna snowball Jackson,
see if I can.
When I breeze into that city, people gonna stoop and bow. All them women gonna make me teach them what they don't know how. I'm going to Jackson, you turn loose of my coat, 'cause I'm going to Jackson.
Goodbye, that's all she wrote. But they laugh at you in Jackson, and I'll be dancing on a pony keg. They'll lead you around town like a scalded hound, with your tail tucked between your legs. Yeah, go to Jackson, you big talking man.
Well, now we got mad in a fever, harder than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson, and that's a fact. Yeah, we're going to Jackson, ain't never coming back. Well, we got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. Honey, we've been talking.
I can't take no more of this radio. I never heard so much shit in all my life. Sailor Ripley, you can... playing us.
On that radio, this is the end, and I made it!
Caught out running with just a little too much to hide. Maybe, baby, everything's gonna turn out fine. Please read the letter, I nailed it to your door. It's crazy how it all turned out, we needed so much more. Too late, a fool could read the sign. Maybe, baby, you better check between the lines. Please read the letter, I wrote it in my sleep. With help and consultation from the angels of the deep. Beside the well of many words, my house is full of rings and charms and pretty birds. Please understand me, my walls came falling down. There's nothing here that's left for you, but check with lost and found.
Please read the letter.
every last second there of Robert Plant and Alison Krauss. Please read the letter from Raising Sand of 2007, which I remember that one coming out, and I remember it getting a lot of chat on Radio 2, the now defunct BBC Radio 2, because what would be the point of that station when things like this exist? This, by the way, being the playlist, and I, of course, being Darren. But yeah, I remember that getting an awful lot of airplay on Radio 2 around, well, when it came out. And I don't think I've ever actually listened to the whole album, so I think I'm going to have to put that one in my pile for this week to listen to it properly, because it's really lovely, and I've heard a couple of the tracks from it, and it's really, really good. So, yeah, that's going in the pile for this week, I think. The other thing I was going to say is, I don't know whether it's a facet of duets needing to be kind of epic, almost, but six of the tracks in this week's show are in excess of 5 minutes. That one was 5 minutes and 55 seconds. We've got another one coming up later on that's damn near 6 minutes. So, yeah, in fact, the last two total up almost 12 minutes between them. So, as a result, it means that there is only, quote-unquote, 25 tracks in the show this week. But, well, I've made them all count because they're all really, really good. So, yeah, I hope you're enjoying it as much as I am. Because, you know, let's be honest, the reason that I do this show is so that I get a chance to just sit and listen to 2 hours of music and then, you know, prattle on like an arse. Anyway, thank you very much to, where is it on my list? Tiger Crash for suggesting Robert Plant and Alison Krauss. And yeah, thank you very much to Swisslip for suggesting Jackson ahead of that. Johnny Cash and June Carter Cash to give her full and correct title. This next one was suggested by Troggy and is quite something. It's quite an experience to listen to in the good headphones. This is Bitter Ruin with Trust.
Dust is settling on my eyelids as I sleep. Tide is sliding down the window through which I see. Somehow it's blacker than these piano keys. I think I lost the ability to speak. I'm so cold through all these clothes. I'm crushed to a pulp on this whiskey. I go for pills on my throat. Unlock me, I need you. No harm, bite the arm that greets me. I'm real good. How
can
do
I
you
protect
beg me to tell
myself
you trust
me? Don't disguise yourself, I'm easily led. Don't pretend you're drunk, that whiskey's down your dress. And I know those pills are aspirins for your head. An obvious fact, cause if they weren't, bitch, you'd be dead.
But I'm sick of this now. You've crossed the line.
Look at you, stayed white at the top of your face and the dust in your eyes.
For unlock me, I mean you no harm. Like the arms that feed me real food. How can do I you expect me to tell what you and trust this lost food?
How can you ask me to trust you again?
Did I ask you to trust me at all? How can you tell me you don't want me back? No, 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 no.
How can you ask me to trust you again?
Did I ask you to trust me at all? How can you tell me you don't want me back? No, 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 no. Unlock me, I mean you no harm. Bite the arm that feeds me real food. How do you expect me to tell what you trust long to you?
Trust is lost.
Guess what? I got a fever, and the only prescription is
the priest.
By the time the guests arrive, already it was dark outside. Table set with china dishes, we're welcomed in with tiny kisses. What's her name? I don't remember. Isn't that the famous author? Harry's gonna get some appetizers. Now he's keeping out of range of small arms fire. Mira has a phone she says is working. Now she's crawling on the floor across the kitchen.
Something I should tell you.
Vincent, I'm very greedy. Dinner for two. Well, you'd need dinner for two because there's two of you. I don't know. These musician types, they're all just so mad. That was suggested by Roy 2. Thank you very much, Roy 2, who said in the chat, what was it? He said, almost every week I think, hey, I know this song. Then I think, yes, you do. That's why you suggested it. Wonderful. Join us in the chat, stream.djdarren.site, where we're currently talking about cats being pricks and whether or not they could wear headphones. Yes, you can probably buy headphones for cats. Why wouldn't you? You can buy everything else. This is the playlist. I am Darren. And did I play a track before that? I probably did. Yes, it was Bitter Ruin with Trust from 2011, as suggested by Troggy. Thank you very much, Troggy, for that. Also, thank you very much to Troggy for the incredible artwork this week, which I've put up as the video a wall, as it were, four of the pictures just in different colours, fading from one to the other. And actually, it looks quite good, and it looks very artistic. I look like a twin folk artist, or conjoined twin folk artists. It's very cool. I like it. However, the version without headphones is concerning. I believe Troggy did post it earlier, actually. I didn't get around to boosting it, but it's well worth looking up. Anyway, this is The Playlist. I'm Darren. The theme this week is duets, because, you know, why not? I've got a feeling somebody suggested that one, but I don't know who. And if they didn't, well, it's all on me. But yeah, duets, lots of duets this week. Two people singing, that's what a duet means. This next one does have two people singing, and it's an incredible tune, properly lovely stuff. Almost certainly I've played this on the show before because it's wonderful, but I don't care because it's great, and I'm going to play it again. As suggested by Sharon Gascoigne, this is Nick Cave and Kylie Minogue.
Day I saw her, I knew she was the one. She stared in my eyes and smiled. For her lips were the color of the roses that grew down the river, all bloody and wild.
When he knocked on my door and entered the room, my trembling subsided in his sure embrace. He would be my first man, and with a careful hand, he wiped out the tears that ran down my face. They call me the wild rose, but my name's Eliza Day. Why they call me that, I do not know.
On the second day I brought her a flower. She's more beautiful than any woman I've seen. I said, do you know where the wild roses grow, so sweet and scarlet and free?
On the second day he came with a single red rose. He said, give me your loss and your sorrow. Show you the roses, will you follow? They call me the wild rose, but my name's Eliza Day. Why they call me that, I do not know. Third day he took me to the river. He showed me the roses and we kissed. And the last thing I heard was a muttered word as he knelt above me with a rock in his fist.
On the last day I took her where the wild roses grow. She lay on the bank, the wind lied as a thief, and I kissed her goodbye. Said all beauty must die, and I leant down and planted a rose between her teeth.
They call me the wild rose, but my name was Eliza Day. Why they call me it, I do not know. Eliza Day, for my name.
That's just gorgeous, isn't it? That was Nick Cave and Kylie Minogue from 1996's Murder Ballads with Where the Wild Roses Grow. And I have to admit, that woke something in the teenage Darren. Just gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. Now, I didn't go on to become a murderer, if that's what... No. Anyway, how do we get any better than that? Well, with the next track, in fact, which I will play very shortly, that was suggested by Sharon Gascoigne, so thank you so much to Sharon for that, because, oh, I'd never tire of that. That whole album, actually, is wonderful. Go and check it out if you can. Yeah, Murder Ballads from 1996. Absolutely stunning. Right, oh yeah, and check out the Top of the Pops version of that, live recording of that, because Nick is significantly taller than Kylie, and it is quite funny. But anyway, how do I top Nick Cave and Kylie Minogue? Well, with Mark Knopfler and James Taylor, of course. God, I love this track.
I am Jeremiah Dixon, I am a Geordie boy. Glass of wine with you, sir, and the ladies I'm enjoying. Old Durham and Northumberland is measured up by my own hand. It was my fate from birth to make my mark upon the earth.
He calls me Charlie Mason, a stargazer am I. It seems that I was born to chart the evening sky. They'd cut me out for baking bread, but I had other dreams instead. This baker's boy from the West Country would join the Royal Society. We are sailing to Philadelphia, a world away from the coaly tide. Sailing to Philadelphia to draw the line, the Mason-Dixon line. Good surveyor Dixon, but I swear you'll make me mad. The West will kill us both, you gullible Geordie lad. You talk of liberty, how can America be free? A Geordie and a baker's boy in the forests of the Iroquois.
Now hold your head up, Mason, see America lies there. The morning tide has raised the capes of Delaware. Come up and feel the sun, a new morning has begun. Another day will make it clear why your star should guide us here. We are sailing to Philadelphia, a world away from the coaly tide. Sailing to Philadelphia to draw the line, the Mason-Dixon line. Thank you.
Oh, and I almost forgot. I'm also going to need you to go ahead and
listen to the playlist.
Tune is right up there in the pantheon of greats. There isn't a single note in that track that I would change in any way. Good God, that sounds good. Oh, that was wonderful. Got all shivers down my spine listening to that. Thank you very much to Tiger Fort. I got a little confused there because there's two Tigers who suggest on this show. That was Tiger Fort. Tiger Crash has already had his track. Ahead of that was Mark Knopfler and James Taylor with Sailing to Philadelphia, which I swear, as I said on Mastodon, does somebody else want to come and finish the show so I can just sit and listen to that one on a loop on the good headphones? Because it's just so wonderful. It's so evocative and beautiful. I love it so much. I gather that it was inspired by Mason and Dixon by Thomas Pynchon, which upon learning that, I went and found a copy of it. And I reckon a good 5 times I've tried to start that book. But I just, it's mental. I can't get, I think at most I've made it maybe 5% of the way through the book. Perhaps I'm just too stupid for it, but it's very, very dense. It's impenetrable. But you know, if you've enjoyed Mason and Dixon by Thomas Pynchon, please let me know. Use the hashtag #theplaylist and I will see your messages. The Mark Knopfler, James Taylor track, Sailing to Philadelphia, from the album of the same name from 2000, as suggested by White Wolf. So thank you very much, White Wolf, for that. Andy Fish, by the way, put in a suggestion for Meatloaf and Cher also. So I thought there was maybe a third, but there was not. It was just the two of them. This is The Playlist. I'm Darren. And this next one was suggested by Aaron at cutie.city. This is a completely new one to me. Came out in 2014, so you know I haven't made it that far yet. This is Emigrate with Peaches with Get Down.
From stars.
is the charge? Eating a
playlist.
A succulent Chinese
playlist.
One can have a dream, baby.
Two can make that dream so real.
One can talk about being in love.
Two can say how it really feels.
One can worship on a star.
Two can make that wish come true.
One can stand alone in the dark.
Two can make the light shine through.
It takes two, baby. It takes two, baby.
Me and you. Just take two. It takes two, baby. It takes two, baby. Make a dream come true. Just take two.
Have a broken heart, living in misery.
Two can really ease the pain like a perfect remedy.
One can be alone in a crowd like an island, he's all alone.
Two can make it just like any place, seem just like a being home.
It takes two.
Just take two.
Wonderful stuff, absolutely wonderful. That was Marvin Gaye and Kim Weston here on the playlist. That was It Takes Two, and that was suggested by Cara, so thank you very much, Cara, for that. Ahead of that, suggested by Aaron, was Emigrate and Peaches with Get Down, which I'd never heard of Emigrate before, and I will definitely be adding some of their tunes to my playlists, to my listening pile, because I really enjoyed that. Where that built up, sounded really good in these headphones. I heartily recommend buying yourself some good headphones, the good headphones. These ones are Sony's 7506. They're pretty like run-of-the-mill. If you ever see any footage of people in recording studios, like in the 90s, 2000s, they're probably wearing these. They're just like standard issue production headphones, but my God, they sound good. And they're only, I say only, about 80 quid or something, I think I got them for, like 7 or 8 years ago. But Sony still sell them. They've been selling the same headphones for like 20, 30 years. You want parts for them? Easy. You can get them. It's great. It's exactly what you want. Don't get that with Bluetooth headphones, do you? Though I have modded Bluetooth into these ones. Anyway, that's boring. Boring technical chat here on the playlist, and that's what you're here for. Well, that's what you'll get whether you like it or not. So that was wonderful. Thank you very much to Aaron and Cara for suggesting those tracks. The theme this week and for the next 45 minutes is duets. And I think we've played some good duets, including this next one suggested by Rollo, amongst others. They did suggest one by this group that was about 6 or 7 minutes long, I think it was, and then came back and said, actually, I'll suggest this one instead, and I'm glad they did because it's really good and I'd not heard of this before. This is FFS, Franz Ferdinand and Sparks with Johnny Delusional.
Words are in my head, but I can't enunciate them clearly. Headphones on your head, they prevent a chance to even try.
Some might find me borderline attractive from afar, but afar is not where I can stay, and there you are. Though I want you, I know I haven't a chance, still I want you.
FFS with Johnny Delusional. That's Franz Ferdinand and Sparks. I see, this is, I keep saying this, I've said this before, this is one of the reasons that I love doing this show. That came out 10 years ago. I had no idea until this week when Rollo suggested that. Just bravo, Rollo. In fact, bravo to all of you. The pure volume of music that comes through, I suppose we're going to miss most of it. So it's just really nice to have this touch point where we can suggest things that we think maybe flew under the radar or didn't get as much love as they'd like. And also Meatloaf and Cher, because who doesn't want to hear that track again? It's wonderful. I'm not going to play it again, don't worry. I mean, I can if you want, but no, I haven't got the time. I've got other tracks to play, including this next one. As suggested by Steve199, this is Emmylou Harris and Rodney Crowell.
Well, I'm hanging up my heart. My heart. hanging up my heart in the lights in the bunkhouse. I don't wanna be wounded by our own kind of love. No more rodeo dances, no more howling at the moonlight. I'm gonna give them up.
Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
Oh! Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
The playlist.
The Civil Wars with Barton Hollow, suggested by Davy Bot. So thank you, Davy Bot, for that suggestion. The album that's from of the same name, Barton Hollow, absolutely 100% worth checking out if you don't know it. It came out in 2011, and they released two albums. The Civil Wars. I think I've played a couple of their tracks on it before. Barton Hollow in 2011, and then The Civil Wars in 2013, and then they split up. They won a whole brace of awards for their music, and then they split up, and they've never released anything since. They put out a greatest hits album this year, according to Wikipedia, which is kind of funny. Like, you could just re-release the two albums as a double collection, and that's the same thing, isn't it? But yeah, well worth checking out the Barton Hollow by the Civil Wars, because it's really, really good. So thank you, Davey Bot, for that suggestion. Ahead of that was Emmylou Harris and Rodney Crowell with Hanging Up My Heart, which I'd never heard of Rodney Crowell before this week, but two people suggested two songs by him, two separate songs. Two separate people suggested two songs by him. The other one's in the extras, which will be played out from 9 o'clock onwards. So if you want to sit on the stream until that finishes, then knock yourself out. This next one, suggested by Giflian, is Stars, Your Ex-Lover Is Dead.
Thank you. wonderful.
Bravo!
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good, though.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away!
Hey, boo!
Boo!
I saw the splendor of the moonlight on Honolulu Bay. There's something tender in the moonlight on Honolulu Bay. And all the beaches are filled with peaches who bring their ukes along. And in the glimmer of the moonlight, they love to sing this song. If you like a ukulele lady, ukulele lady like a you. If you like to linger where it's shady, ukulele lady linger too. If you kiss a ukulele lady while you promise her to be true, and she sees another ukulele lady fool around with you, maybe she'll sigh, maybe she'll cry, maybe she'll find somebody else by and by to sing to when it's cool and shady, where the tricky winky wacky woo. If you like a ukulele lady, ukulele lady like a you. Sing to me by moonlight on Honolulu Bay. Fond memories cling to me by moonlight, although I'm far away. Someday I'm going where eyes are glowing and lips are made to kiss, to see somebody in the moonlight and hear the song I miss.
As nice as heaven that you take me to. Who needs paradise? I'd rather have you. They say paradise is up in the stars, but I needn't sigh because it's so far. I know it's worth a heaven on earth for me.
was sitting out on the playlist.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was. Homeward bound, home, where my thoughts escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Thoughts escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was. Homeward bound, home, where my thoughts escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me.
That's another one that I do believe that if I had done a duets show without playing Simon and Garfunkel, I would have been kicked off air. I would have had my radio license revoked. Fools to assume I have a license to be this mediocre on air. That was Simon and Garfunkel, Homeward Bound, obviously. That was suggested by Miss Melanie H, so thank you very much, Miss Melanie. Now, I suppose it is technically a duet because it's, you know, two people, but it's harmonising. It's like, I don't know, like, Simon and Garfunkel have got this weird thing where they basically sing exactly the same thing, mostly. So it's not really a duet, it's just, I don't know. It is. It's great, though. I love it. Ahead of that was Eliza Carthy and Norma Waterson with Ukulele Lady / brackets, If Paradise Is, close brackets, Half as Nice. From 2010, that was suggested this week by P.D. Corley, by Piers Corley. That was suggested by Sheepnik a couple of weeks back for the Nice theme. I hope Sheepnik enjoyed that one. It was very, very nice. And ahead of that, because I played three in a row, because, you know, yapped a little bit too much again, didn't I? Giflian's suggestion of Stars, Your Ex-Lover Is Dead, from 2004. A band that are very hard to search because, you know, they have a very generic name. Yet again, Giflian bringing the Canadian music to the show, which is fine. Turns out they have been around for ages and have released loads and loads of music. And again, never heard of them, but I really, really loved that track, so I will be listening to that more this week. So thank you very much, Giflian, for that. Right, onwards with the show, for I've only got about 18 minutes left, and I've got four more tracks, but as previously mentioned, the last two tracks total almost 12 minutes between them. So let's crack on, shall we? This one, suggested by Pocket Lint, is, I'm afraid to say, UB40 and Chrissy Hynde.
They say we're young and we don't know.
got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring.
I've had a little time.
That's another one I'd never get tired of. It's just beautiful, isn't it? That was The Beautiful South. Mm-hmm. With a little time. That one was suggested for us this week by Andy Fish. So thank you very much, Andy, for that fine suggestion. That's a proper duet, isn't it? Like singing against each other and all that. Yeah, telling a story. Yeah, I really enjoyed that. When it came up in the suggestions, actually, I did wonder whether or not I'd already played it recently, but it was a song for whoever I played a couple of months back. So that one got in. Ahead of that was UB40 and Chrissy Hynde, which I was very uncool about at the beginning of it, and it is a great tune. So thank you very much to Pocketlint for that suggestion. Right, on to matters of great import. Next week's theme. Next week's theme is science. I keep getting rid of my app with my MIDI buttons on it because iPads are stupid. Yes, science. Science is next week's theme. So use the hashtag the playlist suggestion. And tell me what your science suggestions are. And please use the hashtag, because it wasn't until after I'd put the show together and I went back and I looked at the thread just to check some of the details, I noticed there were 4 or 5 people who suggested tracks without using the hashtag, so I completely missed it. So if you do want to get your suggestions in, please use that hashtag, otherwise I will miss it, because I get loads of suggestions now. It's great! But it makes it so much harder to do. Anyway, shut up, Darren, play more music. This one, as suggested by Ian Robinson and Revian, and a couple of others, I think, but those are the only two that got listed. This is Peter Gabriel and Kate Bush.
Proud land, we grew up strong. We were wanted all along. I was taught to fight, taught to win. I never thought I could fail. No fight left, or so it seems. I am a man whose dreams have all deserted. I've changed my face, I've changed my name. No one wants you when you lose.
Don't give up, 'cause you have.
down to another town, tried hard to settle down. For every job, so many men no one needs.
Don't give up, 'cause you have friends.
This magnificent bass, but I should probably sign off now because I'm overrunning slightly, but it doesn't matter. This next that was Kate Bush and Peter Gabriel, as suggested by Revian and Ian Robinson, so thank you very much, chaps, for that. I've been Darren, this has been The Playlist. The theme this week has been duets. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have. I will sign off this week with this wonderful piece suggested by Sod's Lawyer, so thank you very much for that. And thank you for everybody who took part again this week. It's always great to see your suggestions, and we'll be back next week with some science songs. This is Spiritualized. Good night, champions.
Lord, help me out. I take my life, but I'm in doubt. Just where my soul will lie. Deep in the earth or way up in the sky. Lord, can you hear me?
Charlie says, always tell your mummy before you
listen.